For the last couple of weeks, many sports fans have been glued to events in Beijing and the showdowns between two very fast men. The American sprinter Justin Gatlin and Jamaican superstar Usain Bolt. That was Bolt defying the form book to win the 100-metre sprint. But these feats of speed got us thinking about the speed of feet. We've heard a strange-sounding idea that top sprinters don't actually move their legs faster than the rest of us do. Can that be true? And if it is, what's going on? We sent David Rhodes to Loughborough University to find out.
So what speed do you want to, just start at 25?
Yeah. And stay at 25.
If you want to look at the numbers behind why Usain Bolt is so fast, there is an obvious place to start with the numbers 6 and 5. That's because Usain Bolt is very tall. He's 6'5" to be precise, and he's got really long legs, and as we know, he moves them very, very quickly. But when you look a bit closer at the data, something confusing crops up. Sports scientists believe that amateur runners move their legs at pretty much the same speed as elite runners. Don't believe me? Well, here's an expert.
Elite sprinters don't swing their legs any faster than recreational runners.
Dr. Sam Allen is a lecturer in biomechanics here at Loughborough University, which is one of the world's best sports science research centres. Now, I have a particular problem with what Sam is saying, because I'm almost as tall as Usain Bolt with pretty much the same leg length. So why am I so slow? Well, according to the former British Olympic sprinter Craig Pickering, there's a very simple reason why.
So stride length appears to be the biggest determinant between somebody who is not a very good sprinter at all, i.e. someone that runs about 15 seconds for 100 metres, and somebody who's a world-class sprinter, so someone that can run under 10 seconds.
Now, to some, stride length might sound like it's pretty much directly related to leg length, but it's not. When you walk, you stride out, and one foot is always on the floor. But when you run, a lot of the time, neither foot is touching the ground. The more power you generate from your leg, the longer your stride.
Elite athletes are incredibly strong and incredibly powerful. Because they can generate force so much more quickly, and because they can generate more force, don't spend so long on the ground. So their total stride time is shorter for an elite athlete because of these shorter ground contacts.
So imagine we staged a 100-metre race between an elite sprinter and an amateur athlete. We'd find that, broadly speaking, both would move their legs through the air at the same rate. But the elite sprinter would spend a lot less time in contact with the floor at the end of each stride. Now, research into this has found that the elite sprinter's foot would be in contact with the ground for around 800th of a second per stride. For the amateur athlete, their foot might be in contact with the floor for 1200th of a second. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but that is a 30% difference. Couple that with the increased amount of power a top athlete generates, and that means they take fewer steps than people like you and me. And we are struggling, by all accounts, to take 5 steps a second, according to Craig Pickering.
Over the course of a race, that could be as high as 55 or 60 steps, whereas an elite sprinter would take less than 5 steps per second. Usain Bolt takes about 4.4 steps per second. He does it in 42 steps.
Ah, Usain Bolt, the man who apparently has single-handedly ripped up the rule book when it comes to sprinting.
I raced him 5 times. I won none of them, but fortunately, in one of the races, I ran my fastest ever time against him. So he is an absolute genetic freak.
As we've already explained, Bolt is very tall, and tall people supposedly don't make for naturally good sprinters.
At the start, you want to take short, sharp steps. He can't do that because his legs are really long. However, as soon as he gets towards a maximum velocity stage, which is sort of from 50 metres onwards, so half of the race, he's got a massive, massive advantage, literally, in the size of his legs. So he can take far fewer steps, which means he can cover more ground per step, and then that is what enables him to become the best athlete we've ever seen.
So back at the biotech lab in Loughborough, that got me thinking. I'm 6'4", Usain Bolt is 6'5". Why don't I benefit from being tall? Well, here's Dr. Sam Allen again.
There are a few other factors rather than height involved in sprinting, unfortunately for you.
Thank you.
Being 6'5" isn't immediately a guarantee of success in sprinting.
The training involved to be a sprinter is basically a form of science, and science has proved that yes, I can move my legs as fast as Usain Bolt does through the air, but nature dictates that he and other elite sprinters have the ability to do far more with their legs once they make contact with the ground. But all, supposedly, is not quite lost.
I think you can always be faster than you are. That's the take-home message for all the budding athletes out there, that there'll be an element of nature and an element of nurture, but you can always improve. So however fast you are, there's no reason to believe you can't be faster.
There's hope for me yet.
There's hope for you yet.